happy childhood, he says. When David was 11, he was taken out of his mother's home and placed in the foster care system, the government program that takes care of kids who have no other place to go. David's long journey through foster care took him to 3 lockdown detention centers, 2 group homes, and 6 foster families, all before he'd spent even 1 year in high school. I just wanted to be a normal kid and have a family like everybody else, David says. But for me, that took a little longer.
Well, it's easy to understand what David's problem was. He came from a very troubled family. In fact, they were so messed up that by the time he was 11, David had been taken away from them and put into foster care. I know a few things about foster care. Like the book says, it's a program set up by the government to take care of kids whose families can't or won't take care of them. There are different kinds of foster care. In a group home, a bunch of foster kids live together in one place, with adults who take care of them and supervise them. In a foster family, a foster kid lives with a couple or a family in their home. Sounds like David spent time in lots of different foster care settings, which probably wasn't much fun. Let's keep reading. We're on page 64 on the section called Foster Care Nation.
Foster Care Nation. On any given day, 500,000 American kids are in foster care. Like David, most of them come from severely troubled homes, their lives shattered by neglect or abuse. The foster system is meant to keep kids safe and secure. But experts agree the system is in shambles, understaffed and underfunded. There aren't enough qualified foster parents for all the kids who need them, and there